for CPA Mobile.
For DKC.
What are you up to, KB4CBA?
Not much, David. How are you doing today?
Been good. Played a little tennis this morning. I'm headed over to my brother-in-law's, helping them move some stuff. Bought a new place, so trying to give them a hand.
Well, you already played this morning then, huh? You gonna play again this afternoon?
Hopefully, I would be playing at 6, but I had a previous engagement, so I told him, yeah, I would be playing this week, and then that fell through, so so now and he's already done the roster and everything, so he's got me down as a sub, but I don't think he's already got one sub, and I seriously doubt two people will drop out. That rarely happens, so but anyway, it's not a big deal.
Listen, you talked the other day about your radio issue. And the oil change to my Honda. Well, I have to schedule an oil change 10 days in advance to get just an oil change. That, with these Euro cars, they don't always change the filter. They change the oil, but don't change the filter. And I thought, man, that's nuts. I said, that's so short-handed. I've heard Patrick talk about this short-handed, how short-handed all these technician positions. These technicians are up and all over the place, but man, this place down here is really busy, I guess.
Change the oil, but they don't change the oil filter?
That's what I think they do. They've got like an A service and a B service. If it says A, I don't know how it determines that. I don't know. This must be some logarithmic stuff it uses for the computer about how fast you've been going and that sort of thing. But the oil life thing changes. It's not always the same. It's not like changing every 5,000 or 7,500 miles. It's pretty much normal on them. I change mine a little more often than that as a rule. But it changes. Sometimes they'll say change the oil and the filter. Sometimes they'll say just change the oil, which is absolutely confusing to me.
Not to mention that the oil filter is, $4 or $5, and I mean it's just cheap insurance. I mean, dang, it doesn't take but another minute or two to change it. So gosh, that's weird.
Time I bring it in, it'll say go change from an A to a B where I need to change the filter too. But I don't really have actually done the A part at all. They've always done mine. I usually run mine a little longer than 5,000 miles or 6,000. Mine's about 5,800 a day. I usually run mine about 6, and by that time it may change to a B. But I don't think they've done that, but I noticed that on there. I need to ask the Honda technician exactly why they do that, which is sounds crazy to me. Change the oil, not change the filter. The whole idea is getting all that particulate out of it. That's the whole reason for the filter being there, as far as I remember.
It's just there to catch little particles, and like I said, I mean, just changing your oil and your oil filter, that's just cheap insurance. That should make a lick of sense. I mean, we never did that at the Mazda place. That was just SOP, just changing the oil filter. So, anyway. Well, they are changing.
It's kind of comical to me because normally you go for service, they never let you go in and out and do just one thing. They always want to add something else to it, which is kind of comical to me that they're doing that. I'm not sure if it's, I would think it's because it's full synthetic oil, but I'll have to ask some of the Honda guys, you know, why they do that. Is that just I don't understand why they would show up that way. I don't get it. I mean, it's a possibility if you're just changing it for, I guess, Patrick. I mean, of course, you and Patrick both, does a lot of service work. I can understand it possibly if you'd had a car, putting many miles on a car and just changing it, change it every 6 months or once a year or something like that. That'd be a possibility, but I don't understand on a regular, when you're doing, 6,000 miles between changes.
I mean, I used to change mine, when I worked at the Mazda place, we changed oil every 3,000 miles, but that was regular motor oil. That wasn't synthetic. Now my car takes synthetic oil, and it holds 10 quarts, believe it or not. And so I just do it myself. But it says, it can go, I don't even remember how many miles. I change it every about 7,500 miles. But I think you can go 10 or 15,000, but I'm just not comfortable with that. And it's still not that expensive, especially since I do it myself. I don't know what they would charge at a dealership, but I wouldn't take my car anywhere else because I just don't trust these lube tech places.
It's about $80 to $100 for an oil change. That may be with the filter. I'd have to look. But they've been changing the filter too. But I just saw that they usually come up as an age. So I'll have to see what they do. I'm going to get my tires rotated at the same time when I have my oil changes. But yeah, my dad used to change his. He was a rural mail carried on dirt roads all day long, and he used to change his oil about every 2,000 miles. But they used, standard oil, just regular oil. He used Quaker's tape for a while, and then when they started, I pulled the valve covers off one of the cars one time, and saw what that Quaker's tape did. I think that stuff must have had a higher sulfur content or something. It just clogged up everything, and the Havilland or Pennzoil did pretty well. I think the Havilland was one of the better regular standard oils back in those days. But he changed it every 2,000 miles. It was so damn dusty. Whenever you trade one of those cars, you'd have to blow it out with air hose. You could slam the door 6 months after you quit driving it, and the dust would fly out.
KB4CBA. I forgot what I was going to say there. You were talking about your dad. Oh, Lordy. My mind has gone blank. And, this will be the four-way stop my wife was talking about. She was trying to give me directions so I didn't have to put this thing in my MapQuest, and I could not remember where this four-way stop was she was talking about. Alright, well, I have arrived, so I guess I'll say adios right now, and I'll talk to you later. And hope you have a good afternoon. Stay cool, because it's not gonna I don't think it's going to get any cooler today. But it's good to talk to you. I'll stick around for your final. 73 is Jerry, KB4CBA.
It'll be getting cooler at about 2 o'clock this, in the morning, maybe. Hope you have a good afternoon. Good talking to you, Dave. And, hope your radio thing turns up pretty soon if it hasn't already. See you later, 73 N4DJC.
Jerry, that's 5-6-8.
Doctor, you're running late today, aren't you?
I didn't leave until like 11 minutes after, so somebody called having an issue and I had to send an email to the IT people. I don't know if they'll help or not. But anyway, hope you're doing okay.
Are you back at work now?
Back at work. I've been back all this week. The nurse wouldn't let me come back until Monday. Last Monday, so I worked one day last week at the plant. The rest of them I worked at home.
You're telling me you tested negative, it still makes you stay home anyway.
So, anyway, it's all right. I was about ready not to go over here for a while anyhow.
Oh, me. That's a far cry from what it was 15, 20 years ago. I mean, if you had bad work, it made a major deal out of it usually.
But anyway, this morning I got here and heard somebody on 5-2 and talked to this guy. I can't think of his call right off. I've recorded it. But he is going to run the Appalachian Trail. Not hike it, run it. and do some activations as he's running.
One of my friends from years ago, we worked together back in the early 70s at Grady's, and I ran into him in the last 7 or 8 years, and I didn't realize he was still in town. But that's what he did. He did it twice, I think, ran the trail twice, I think. And I think his knees finally gave up on me. He's a little bit older than I am, but he did it, you know, at least once. I think he did it twice.
More power to him, and all I can say. I had it, my bucket list was to hike it one day, but my bucket got a hole in it, and that slipped right out.
My nephew was going to hike it. He wasn't in that great of shape. He wasn't really set up to a backpack. He didn't have, you know, right foods and stuff. He was carrying too much weight. He went about 150 miles, I think, and had to come down and call his mother and dad to come pick him up. He might have gone further than that, but no way he was going to make it all the way up and back. He came back, his feet were like two pieces of hamburger. They were so blistered and bloody looking. He just wasn't prepared. Well, it's a big deal doing it, and walking it or otherwise. Funny thing, right? He told me, I asked if he saw any bears. He said he saw more bears in New Jersey than any other state he went through.
Were they on the turnpike? Yeah, how about that? That's pretty funny. Yeah. I used to follow these guys. They were the site where they posted that their progress on the AT, and I would follow them. Haven't done that in a while, but if you listen out on 5-2, you might hear that guy. He was a booming signal. I don't know what he had, but he got a booming signal. He was in Georgia still. He said he was going to be up near Sassafras sometime tomorrow, he thought. So you might catch him. You might actually hear him, because he was, like I say, he was booming pretty good. He was a solid 5-9 can't remember exactly somebody he had there in Georgia he had activated.
Remember where Spring Mountain is and on the trail. I've been up in that area many times over the years, but never really walked the trail or anything, but I think it starts at Springer, but I'm not sure where it is. If he don't satisfy, let me know. I don't get the 7-9 machine that good. He only comes shows up when I the, you know, regular handheld something shit is in full strength. It's not a, it's probably more like an S5, S6. But I think it's about like, I don't know how, it's just high school in South Carolina, I think. But I was talking to a guy when it came to Cash's repeater the other day, and that's a pretty decent repeater. It's up about 4,600 feet, I think, but that, you know, it's like a lot of them, it's just not very active.
What frequency is that, do you remember?
45.350, and I think it's got 100 hertz tone.
I'll have to try to remember that, put it in my radio, listen to it. Well, Dick, like you said, there's no number as active as there should be or could be. Just, I guess 6-1 is the most active one we got anywhere in the area now. That's the way that goes, I guess. Well, I've made it here, and I guess that's time for me to go in. So, glad I caught up with you again there, Jerry, and, again, I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great evening. N4DJC, see you later, N5CSA.
Hello, name is Roger. Good to hear from you again. Hope everything goes well for you this afternoon. And stay cool. N5CSA, N4DJC, clear.